Rachel, this is John, and we are your hosts of the final episode of The Four Show.
The Four Show is a weekly YouTube show to help you be more for the people in your life, mm-hmm. because we believe that Jesus is for you. Mm-hmm. And since this is the final one, we really hope that you guys have really been able to be for people in your lives.
Just motivated you.
Yeah. So today we're going to start by talking about what we learned about last week, and that's just noticing the needs in mm-hmm. people's lives and mm-hmm. Sometimes having to sacrifice our comfort in order to be for them. Mm-hmm. So have you seen any of that in your life?
Yeah, I talked about a while back that there was going to be this crazy transition at Daniel's work because of some circumstances. And just kind of in the midst of that, Daniel, he's just naturally good at it. I don't know where it comes from. Jesus, probably.
His heart.
Yeah. He's just so good at getting uncomfortable and like helping people, but he's been able to do that at work and specifically with his manager. So it created a pretty great work environment for them, and just showing how much that he's for them and hope that they know and get it.
Well, it's really good to do stuff like that at work because you can really change the culture of your work in that way. And hopefully that's what's happening.
Yep.
So today, not only are we wrapping up the Four Show, but we are wrapping up this series called Love Thy Neighbor. Mm-hmm. And Love Thy Neighbor is a series where we've been exploring the actions behind the concept of loving your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to throw it over to Harney.
Yep. But stay here, like usual. We're going to do some recapping and that final reward.
The final reward.
Stay tuned.
So these last couple of episodes, we've talked about this profound thing that Jesus said when he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And basically what he said was that what's most important to God is that you love God. And the second, or the co-important command that we kind of forget about, is love your neighbor as yourself. And so we started evaluating, and we actually evaluated how we think, right? We talked about seeing every person as someone that God made and loves. And then the last episode, we talked about what we do. We talked about noticing need, breaking the barriers in our minds and in our hearts that keep us from meeting that need, and then paying the price to actually go and be a part of that. But the question is, to whom? Because if everyone is a neighbor, how do we choose? So in this final episode of The Four Show, we want to talk about a principle I learned so many years ago that frees our minds to see and respond as we love our neighbors. Now, let me highlight this real quick with a story. In 2012, I got an amazing opportunity to go to the Final Four. Now, if you're a sports person, you know this is a major sporting event that I wouldn't have ever been able to afford. And this time, I didn't afford it. A friend of mine who was a huge Duke fan, nobody's perfect, bought tickets to the Final Four every year with the expectation that he would be able to go and watch his team play on the biggest stage. Now, in 2012, Duke didn't make it. However, two of my favorite teams did. I'm from Ohio, so I love Ohio State. And then my family's from Kentucky, so I'm a Kentucky homer. So one day, I'm sitting at work and I get a phone call from this friend who asked me the silliest question I've ever heard. He said, "Would you like to go to the Final Four?" Well, after I picked myself up off the floor, you know, he asked me to kind of not make it public where I'd gotten the tickets, but that he wanted me to go. And so I met up with him and he gave me four tickets to go to New Orleans to the Final Four. All I had to do was get there. And yes, it was amazing. Now, my friend could have been paralyzed with the idea that we all struggle with. You know, he could have thought, if I give them to John, then I have to give like everyone who's my friend a turn. Because in our minds, our mindset tells us, if we do for one, we'll have to do it for everyone. Teachers in school used to use this on you. If I let you go to the bathroom, if I let you like have a snack, bring something in, I have to let everyone. Businesses create policies for workers that don't necessarily apply to everyone, but in an effort to be fair, they hold that standard across the board when they should pay more attention to actual situations. Parents in homes, and you've experienced this as a child or, you know, as an adult, they create rules. And I think rules are good, but I think the best parents know when to break their own rules. Really, in every situation in life, we need to not make rules more important than relationships, because the truth of life is the opposite of what we've learned. And Paul wrote about this to a group of new Jesus followers to encourage them to live by this other principle. I'll get to the principle in a second. But this is what he said in Galatians chapter 6. He said, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good, because at just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Paul tells this group of people to not get tired. Don't get worn out on doing good, because doing good has a reward. It comes with a blessing, meaning that it's cyclic. Now, you don't do good just so you can feel good, but a natural byproduct is a sense of blessing, a sense of feeling good. And listen, I'll warn you, it's not always the case that you'll feel good, because sometimes that blessing is more eternal, more ultimate than it is immediate. But Paul goes on and he follows that up with, "So therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." Whenever we have the opportunity. And as we all know, sometimes those opportunities aren't for everyone. Many times, they are opportunities for just one person or just one family or one group of people. But Paul encourages us, and does so because of the life that Jesus lived, where he did for many individuals what he wasn't able to do for others. Paul encourages us to follow this principle that I learned. Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. And listen, this is so freeing. When you remove the fear of how other people might respond to something that you do for one person, when you remove the responsibility to fix and take care of everyone, when you allow God to guide you every day and in every situation, we're able to do for one what we truly wish we could do for everyone. And this is really important, because this thought from Paul comes on the tail end of him telling them something very important about following Christ. You see, earlier on in this chapter, he said this in verse 2, "Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ," which everyone's trying to figure out how to obey like the law. And he's essentially saying, if you want to know if you're doing what makes Jesus happy, if you're truly following Christ's example, share the burdens of life with other people. Measure like being good with God by how well you love other people. And he would say to us, you know, not that salvation or giving your life to Christ isn't this, but he would say, you say you love God, that's great. You've given your life to Christ, great. Now go love thy neighbor, even if it's just one of them. So listen, as we wrap up, it has been great sharing with you on a weekly basis as we've kicked off 2021. And I hope you are as excited and as hopeful about the future as we are and as I am. And I can't wait to share with you how we are following God's heart for people into the future here in a few weeks. But until then, let me encourage you to go do for one person, one family, one group of people, what you wish that you could do for everyone.
Welcome back. So this week, John talked about do for one, what you wish you could do for everyone, which is a really fun concept. But it's not always easy.
No.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It can be quite stressful, actually. Your heart wants to do so much, but you just can't.
Heart just can't take
it. So you just do it for the... All right. I know I've had experience with it. In my mom group that I run, we had some moms who had pretty dramatic experiences with having some babies here recently.
Complications.
Yeah, some complicated things going on. Everyone's fine. Babies are great. Mommies are great. It was just that first part was a little scary. So because of that, we kind of all got together and did some like meal trains, some gift cards, kind of like poured into them because of their circumstances. But it was just like great. And we had some other moms that had some babies recently, and we kind of get in your head a little bit because we didn't do all that extra stuff to, you know, we like congratulated them and did stuff for them, but we kind of went above and beyond for these special circumstances. And it can kind of make you feel like you didn't, like it wasn't fair almost to the moms that did
have. It can put a little unnecessary stress on you. But if you don't do for one what you wish you could do for all, then you kind of rob some people of really good experiences.
Yeah.
It kind of makes mine seem, my example seem kind of silly when you talk about babies and food and stuff. But for me, like it's sort of, it's the reason that I give candy on Halloween the way that I do, because I like am just full size candy bars, multiple like per kid, and it's just because I would rather like overwhelm 10 kids with candy than like underwhelm.
You want them to remember your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, it might not seem like a big deal to us compared to like a bunch of gift cards, but to a little kid, it's like everything.
Jackpot.
So, yeah, I like to overwhelm them with candy. And,
yeah. But that's a good point though, because it shows it could be something small or it can be something big.
Yeah.
But it all has the same outcome in our brains and our hearts. It's all the same thing.
So this week, our reminders. Like we said, this is the last episode of the Four Show, but make sure you're subscribed still, because who knows?
And the little bell for the notifications.
Yeah, a little notification might come in and say the Four Show's back. I don't know.
Never know. We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you wrong.
Yeah. So keep subscribed. Yep. Keep looking for those notifications for the future.
And our circles are still going to continue through the end of June.
Yep.
The couple circle, of course, has been closed because we're doing the 10-week study. So we'll finish out that 10-week study. Mm-hmm. And then the men's circle and the women's circle will go through the end of June.
Yep.
Finish out the quarter.
And the men's is 6:30 p.m. on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. And the women's is 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Sunday nights at the Coffee Hub in Beaver Creek.
Yep.
And that's still going on.
Yep.
And then the events, we are just asking you guys to be for your neighbors, especially we're getting to cookout season.
Mm-hmm. Summer.
So just have your neighbors over, be for them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could have one of your neighbors over and do for one.
You could do for the whole neighborhood.
Or you could have the whole neighborhood over. Just full of ideas.
Just do all of it.
Yeah. So just do for one neighborhood what you wish you could do for all the neighborhoods.
All of Kettering.
Yeah.
All of Beaver Creek. Let's just do that. We're getting too far.
Yeah. We're getting out of hand.
But we really want to say thank you for all of your giving.
Yep.
These past months, your giving has kept us giving. And speaking about giving.
Yes.
We're getting to our last reward.
Yep, it's our last reward, which it's different than we normally.
Very different.
It's not edible.
No.
And
I hope not.
Yeah, no. No. But we want you guys to tag a veteran, one of your friends, or like Rachel says, if you're a veteran yourself, you can just
raise your hand.
And we're going to make a $100 donation to the Mason Veterans Memorial Fund. So Mason, Ohio has a pretty cool veteran memorial for everybody to go check out. And that's just a fund to go to support the upkeep of that. So tag a veteran and we'll make a $100 donation in that veteran's name.
Yep. In honor of Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
We hope. Yeah. So make sure you subscribe to the channel for future notifications.
Yep.
And as always, go be for someone.
Do it.
In your life.
Don't stop believing and being for people.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Forever.
You no. did end with Don't Stop Believing.
All right. Word.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
I'm Rachel, and I think I just rubbed my mouth. All right, let's try again.
Sorry. Four show is a four show. That's a hot mess. I messed it all up.
Dang it.